82, you had an evangelist there, and I took the church that we had in Friendship, and I took them over there, and we had a great time. You were meeting down in town at the time.
Yes, the old building.
The old building, yeah. And so, as you can see, our history goes way back, but not as far back as 200 years.
No.
How long were you in Shingle House?
39 and a half. Years.
I am now 40 years and starting my 41st year in Friendship.
Amen. Glory to God.
And I love it.
Amen.
God has been so good to me.
Amen.
I've seen people coming into church and like family members, you know, great grandkids.
Amen.
Right next door. I got a great grandbaby, two years old. And we are really enjoying that. Well, getting on with the Word of God, we have in our church, we have the Baptist Bread. It's a great devotional, and I read it, generally read it every day. I read my Bible every day, but generally I try to read the Baptist Bread every day. And I knew when Brother John called me that he wanted me to speak because 200 years ago there was a minister from Friendship that came over here. Well, our church burned down in 2010, so there's no record. I have no idea who was here before I got here even, so I couldn't give anybody any answers as to names. I did happen to meet one of the ministers that was before the 60s, I think it was. His name was Matthewson. Anybody ever hear of that name around here? I don't know if he was here 2, 3, 5 years, something like that. But he actually came to the house and visited.
Amen.
And just a short visit just to let me know that he was in town. So enough of that. I read this morning in John chapter 16 looking for what the Lord wanted me to share with you tonight. Didn't find anything. I'm being honest. I didn't find anything. But here's what I did find. The title of today's devotion is I'm Praying. You all know how to pray, don't you? Because the Bible says pray without ceasing. Amen? Well, I was on my way here today. On the way driving here, I was praying all the way. I saw these signs that says road work begins. I'm looking for the road workers because you got to slow down, and I'm already thinking I'm going to be late. Well, anyways, I got here on time.
Amen.
And the road work hasn't begun yet, has it? Is it further on down?
They're scraping it on now.
Okay, but it's further on down the road, I guess.
Down.
Boy, at least you're going to get some good blacktop, maybe.
Well, there you go.
Friendship needs some of that. By the way, Friendship is a dying town. But our church isn't dying.
I love it. Amen.
People are still coming to church. We're coming through the pandemic. In fact, we came through it, and the first couple of years we had no problems whatsoever, but then it hit us hard. Several of my men got the virus and died from it. And one of them was... He was my right hand. He was my her in the church. And I'll tell you, I'm still recovering. I'm still missing that man. And I'm sure that Brother John may have gone through those similar things. But the verse about praying was in Acts 9, chapter 9, verse 6. And it says this. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Well, here I am, I'm praying. Lord, I know you've given me an invitation to come and preach over at the Black Creek Baptist Church. I know what I have to do. I have to preach your word. Because Friendship is a Bible-believing church. Baptist Church.
Amen.
And I have to state that emphasis because if you go to some other Baptist churches in Allegheny County, you're going to hear somebody say, well, the Bible says this, but here's what it means.
Yeah.
And do you have a problem with this where it says, and the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do? Do you have a problem with that? Because God means exactly what he says.
That's right.
Yeah. And so the apostle was asking the Lord, what do you want me to do? And the Lord told him what to do. Do you think the Lord told any of you to come here tonight? I believe he did.
Amen.
I believe if you're listening to the Lord, he'll tell you what he wants you to do.
That's right.
And so I'm going through the devotion, and I get down to the end of the page on the devotion, and it says this. Did it ever dawn on you that maybe you got out of the will of God? Has God ever told you to do something and you said, I don't want to do that? Let's be serious about this. We're memorizing verses in our church, and I buy these big, huge banners and I print the verse out and put it on the wall. And for several years, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 were up there. Now we're doing John 14, 34, and 35. If you don't know what they are, then you better read them, because you need them. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord. Well, in Acts 9, 6, he said, Lord, what will you have me to do? Was he putting his trust in the Lord? Did you get here by car tonight? Did you trust that car to get you here? You know what trust is. Did you trust your mom and your dad to get you here tonight? How about this? Maybe you just walked. I saw a young couple carrying their baby walking across the back lawn there. That baby's going to trust mom and dad. Don't have much choice, does it? You know, you're baby Christians. You don't have much choice. You need to trust God. And so, thinking of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Did you know you're supposed to love God with all your heart? Well, my wife might get mad at me if I tell her that I don't love her as much as I do God. I remember old John R. Rice one time was speaking, and John R. Rice was asked the question by his wife, do you love me? And John R. Rice said to his wife, well, yes, I do. Of course I do. And she says, well, what is it or why is it that you love me? You know what he said? Because God told me to. John 14, 34 says, this is a new commandment that I give unto you, that you love one another. You know, when you get a congregation like this of all these ages that are here, you're going to have problems with one another. You're going to have to learn to love each other, aren't you? As children, because you're children of God. So Proverbs 3, 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And if you love God with all your heart, then God's going to give you a heart to love other people because he loves you. He loves you so much that he's telling you what to do. I remember my dad used to tell me all the time what to do. And then if I didn't do it, I got punished for it. You know, the Bible says the Lord chastens whom he loves. You just might be going through some problems right now because you're not doing what the Lord's telling you to do. I don't know you. You don't know me. But you do know that God speaks to our hearts, don't you?
That's right, yes, sir.
And so he's telling us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. But wait a minute, Lord, I've been praying about this and I want it this way. Well, who's smarter? You or your Lord? And how's he going to tell you? Well, you got the Bible right here. What else do we call the Bible? His Word. Right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. You're going to find the will of God here in the Word of God. And that's just what I wrote down here at the end of the page. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Verse 6 says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. God has a will for you. You have to discover what his will is. And by the way, there's one will. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
You know, you need to change your thinking sometimes. You need to change the way you do things sometimes. You need to ask yourself, is this what God wants me to do, or is this what I want to do?
Come on, come on, come on, help us.
5 years after being in friendship, I was looking for a way out. I had a young couple move out of my church, and he went down to the Pittsburgh area. And while he was down there, he was looking for a good, sound church. Found one. Unfortunately, the pastor was leaving. So he comes up to Friendship to visit his family. His mom and dad still lived up here. Visited them and came over to our church and says, my pastor just left down there in Pittsburgh. Maybe the Lord's sending me up here to tell you to go down there. Well, I had to think about that. Maybe he is the messenger. But you know what happened? I sent him a resume back with that man. And for months, I was guilty. I felt like I was deserting this church. I had these guilt feelings that I wasn't doing what God wanted me to do.
Amen.
I never told my wife about this because if I did, she'd been upstairs packing probably. You've heard that story anyways. But that was in about 1987, I think it was, 86, 87. And a young couple came into our church, and he started working with our teenagers, and man, we were having a wonderful time. My kids, his kids, and the teenagers in the area, we just had a great time with those young people. But God wanted me to stay there. And I had to repent. I had to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to acknowledge you as the Lord of my life, and I'm going to accept what you're telling me to do and where you're leading me. And so, 3 points that I want to make specific. First is his will. Second is his way. And third, it's his work. I've done a lot of work in my life. Mechanics, machinists, painter, carpenter. A lot of those things I've done. But you know what his way is? I like your sign over here. We had an evangelistic outreach one time. It says, everyone win one. Now, I asked everybody in our congregation, just focus on one person in your family. Just focus on that one person, and then you pray in every day and ask God to give you the words.
Amen.
That you need to share with them about what God has done for you in your life. That was a tremendous program, folks, and I would recommend that we do that, continue to do that, and keep on keeping on, because there's a song in your songbooks on page number 365, and it is Trust and Obey. And if I sing that song, some of you are going to leave, so I'm going to let Brother Roger come up here and lead the singing in that song. Okay, brother?
Yeah.
You don't mind me doing that, do you?
No, you don't. Amen, brother.
All right, come on up here, and you got your own song.
Yeah.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all
when a pastor gets up to preach, he knows what his job is. And sometimes you just have to tell people that I got to do this. So I've got to do this. You can do the leading and the singing, but I got to do this. And if I did this all the time, the singing anyways, I'd be drinking this water right down all the time, because talking hurts your throat. I don't know if your pastor is having any problems with that, but I've been preaching over almost 50 years, and four times a week, and for as many years, it starts getting raspy, and thank God for water, amen. Well, the verses that I wanted to share with you, though, basically are Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 about trusting in the Lord, because in that there are promises of direction. And these young people that I see out here, they need direction.
That's right,
yes, sir. But they need people that are trusting in the Lord. Because these young people are going to be trusting in you to lead them into the paths of righteousness.
Amen.
You know, James said, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's sin. And you and I both know that there's a lot that is going on in this world that's very sinful.
Yes, sir.
And our young people really need some direction. And so with that, I asked the Lord what He wanted me to speak on tonight. And so the first thing was in that song about trusting in the Lord. And how do you do that? Well, you do it with all your heart. Now, you guys, I can speak from experience. I love my Lord, and I love my wife. I love my children, and I love my church. But I love the Lord more than all of them. And that's the decision that you have to make. Will you love the Lord with all your heart? But the Bible doesn't stop there, does it? It says, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. That's the greatest commandment of all. So if you're loving the Lord with all your heart, well, what is left? It's a good question, isn't it? What's left? Well, trust in the Lord with all your heart. What's left is lean not unto thine own understanding. But Lord, I don't know if I understand you or not. I had a 15-year-old girl 2 weeks ago sit across from me at a church dinner, said to me, I don't understand the Bible. She said, I went to this Tuesday night Bible study, and the director there, this young fella, he asked me some questions about my faith, and she said, I'm saved and baptized. I got saved and baptized in the Bible Baptist Church in Friendship. And now I'm visiting here with my friend. She wants me to come to this Bible study. And the man says, well, what are some of your problems? And she said, well, I don't understand the Bible. Well, that's not out of the ordinary. Have you ever read something you didn't understand? Have you? You guys look pretty smart. Smart enough to sit on the first pew. Amen. Amen. I like that. I got a church that seats 200, nobody sits on the front pew. One lady says I spit on her one time. So she says, I can't understand the Bible. And he says, well, here, let me give you a Bible that you'll understand. Lean not to thine own understanding. It was ESV or something like that, she told me. Easy reading Bible, easy to understand Bible or something like that. And I said, how old are you? And she says, 15. And I says, have you had any trigonometry yet? Huh? I said, you know, when they start mixing math with the alphabet. She said, I heard some things about that. And then I informed her that God, when she got saved, God gave her the Holy Spirit as her teacher.
Yes, sir. Right.
And if the Lord wants you to know something, understand something, you're going to. If you're reading your Bible and you come across a passage of Scripture, and believe me, you will. I mean, as many years as I've read my Bible, there's things in there that I have to go to Brother John's. What's that page up there? See if he's made any comments on that yet. Because I am a follower. I do follow some of the things that he talks about. And there's sometimes I go, what's he talking about? I'm just being truthful, brother. Because let's face it, people have a tendency to be smarter than other people. And we got to get to that point where we don't know everything. When I was a teenager, my father used to say, son, I send you to school, I buy books for you, and you still come out stupid. I can't figure that one out. And so for a couple of years, Dad would just call me, hey, stupid. Hey, stupid. But then things changed. They changed from the name calling. One time Dad says, son, I want you to take the garbage out. And I said, I know it. So from then on, my name became I Know It All. From stupid to know it all. But you understand what I'm getting at, don't you? We've got to trust the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to your own understanding, because if you don't understand something, doesn't mean you're not going to.
That's right.
It means that it's just this time in your life when you don't need to know this, because God would be wasting his time if he was telling you something that you weren't going to use or something that you were going to share with somebody else. But then again, it might be the opportunity where you share that with somebody else so that they can give you the understanding that God gave them. We're all learning. We're all children. And the children of God are supposed to trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not to our own understanding, and then this, in all our ways. The first verse of that song, where did that song go? Where did I put that? Oh, here it is. See, I brought my own copy.
Amen.
Just in case you didn't have it. I was going to try to sing it, but I'm glad you can sing it for me. Here's what it says. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. Was there any time limit on this?
No. Some people leave about midnight, but that's about it.
So I'm about done.
Oh, that's fine. If you're about done, that's fine. We got snacks downstairs.
20 minutes to half an hour, you know.
Brother, whatever God gave you, that's all we need.
I brought 4 pages here, but...
Whatever God gave you, give it to us.
No, I just don't feel led that the Lord wanted me to preach on this.
Okay.
Because what we all are here for is to obey the Lord.
Amen.
You know, if you're saved, what are you saved for? You're saved to serve. And what do? In serving? Well, in my church... The church I pastor, I got to have people that clean the church.
That's right, yes, sir.
Got to have people that teach Sunday school classes. Got to have people that mow the grass.
Right.
Got to have people that do maintenance work. You know, not everybody can get up there and preach and teach. We all got to work together.
Right.
So, when you walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, He's going to tell you what He needs you to do.
That's right, yes, sir.
It's your opportunity to serve Him.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path.
Amen.
When Jesus was asked by His disciples about praying, He said to them, and when you pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come, and Thy will be done. That is the focus of Friendship Bible Baptist Church.
Amen.
When we gather together, right behind me on the wall up there, there's a verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. But did you know that the verse before that is only 3 words? Pray without ceasing. What is it you're supposed to be praying? Praying for the will of God.
Amen.
So when you walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, the glory of God will lead you into the paths of righteousness. He abides with us still when we trust in His Word. I heard a illustration, and I'm going to close. I heard an illustration about somebody up in Niagara Falls. They were going to stretch a wire across the falls, and he asked somebody to get into this wheelbarrow, and he was going to wheelbarrow him across that wire. Anybody in this room, would you be brave enough to do that? Now, if Jesus were the one that was taking you over, would you?
Amen.
See, that right there gives you an indication of how much you're willing to trust the Lord. Will you trust the Lord with your whole heart? With your whole life? With your whole being? Because there's going to be times when you're going to question that.
Come on.
And those times are the times when you're not acknowledging his leadership in your life? Is he powerful enough to save you? Did he save your soul? Is he powerful enough to forgive you of all your sins? Is he powerful enough to come back to this earth and rescue us? If you believe all that, then you're on your way to glory. But along that way, there's going to be some, Lord, I got to see the nail prints. I got to see more of you. Don't look down upon Thomas, because we're all doubters. Don't look down upon Peter when he started sinking after walking on water. He had enough courage to get out of the boat. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Amen.
Pray with me. Heavenly Father, oh, how we praise you and thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us. There have been times in our lives when we've doubted, but you've always been there to assure us of thy will being done. And so, Heavenly Father, tonight we come to the throne of grace. Thank you, Lord, for that grace. You said that there's grace to help in time of need. And Lord, there's going to be many times in the lives of the people that are here tonight when they're going to have some problems, they're going to have some dissension, they're going to have some disagreements, they're going to have some disobedience. And we're so thankful that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to cleanse us, to forgive us, to put us back on the path of righteousness. And so with all that said and done, one of these days we'll be caught up together to meet you, and we'll forever be with our Lord and Savior. So Lord, I pray that the message that was short tonight will be sweet, that it'll take to heart each and every person here in this room, and that they can trust in the Lord with all their heart. Lean not to their own understanding. In all their ways acknowledge you, and you will, as you promised, direct our paths. And with that, all God's people said amen.
Amen.
And thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Brock.
Well, I hope the message is received.
Amen, Brother.